Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are watching another episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, part two of Ronnie on Empty. I'd go into the recap, but I believe the show will handle that for us. So, without any further ado, let's jump right into it, and we are going to do that in 3, 2, 1, go. Ronnie on Empty Part 2 was the 24th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on August 27th, 2007, written by John Telegin and directed by Mike Smith, which means both parts have the same writer and director, which is usually handy. You know, they have not gone to space yet. Told ya. Too bad you don't have any kind of vehicles or something that you could use.
Not the sign I was hoping for.
Yeah, that is a beach.
Which direction did they go? That is the oldest trick in the book.
That works. Loophole.
Her energy is almost fully drained.
You should have waited to transfer the power.
Your device works too slowly. The longer we wait, the closer the Power Rangers will get.
They'll never find us here.
You were saying? Lizards! Go! Defend us from these intruders!
Readings are increasing. Just keep moving.
Look! Water!
Look, water! That can't be right.
It's just a mirage!
Cannonball!
Well, okay. Yeah, but there's like a big hole now, a window, and the sand isn't coming in, and they're all clean. Amazing how that works.
I did it! I found it! Oh, ho, ho. Florius will be so happy with me!
Found some boulders? Where's Ronnie?
Well, this is where the tracks end!
I don't know why I ever trusted you.
Oh, hey, look at that! It did work! Yeah, that'll work. Good job. That was quick.
I'm coming, Ronnie.
So reminds me of a movie I worked on about a dangerous, scary mummy. Never mind.
I wonder what the significance of the beetle is.
Uh-oh, don't move.
Uh-oh.
What's that sound?
I think I tripped something.
Oh, is that sounds like bees? Is that supposed to be beetles? Oh. Yeah, close yourself into the tomb. Good idea.
You didn't think you were the only treasure hunters in Egypt, did you?
Oh, look at that. Again, how did they get ahead of them? Also, while it does make sense that a Mercurian wouldn't get as hot as the others, so therefore he could wear the normal full-on suit, I believe that Tizon can't wear the short sleeves because I think his arms are covered in tattoos. So, I guess Moltor and the Fear Cats are using like a Time Lord technology. Definitely bigger than it was, bigger on the inside than it looked on the outside. They're definitely not treating it like it's stone, but like it's, you know, styrofoam or something. That went straight up. Oh, it still is. Excuse me. Too long. Your persistence will be met with your doom. You've got a friend of mine. Either step aside or be run over. You decide. They got the relic, sir. And we'll send his coordinates. Call the team. Send them into battle. Aye, aye, sir. Reminds me of my time in Her Majesty's Royal Navy. Now, they're treating it like it's a heavy piece of stone. Man, he's getting some cool bits right now. Oh, the other sword. Nice. Did he forget Ronnie for a second? What? Ow. Oh, okay, yeah, he remembered he had this weapon. Seriously, was that easy? Could just turn it off. Red, blue, pink, yellow, and black. Oh, geez, Power Ranger colors. How about that? Wow, they get their full morphing sequence twice. What do you think the odds are they'll remember their drive weapons? Yeah, you tell him, Mac. We'll see. The Battlefleet sword is fully operational. Sending it your way. Got it. Battlefleet, Well, that's fine, but we're not in a Zord needing thing right now. So this toy was never released in the US as part of Power Rangers or anywhere, I believe. Bandai America, in their infinite wisdom, decided they didn't need to put this one out. This was also the first year where they decided to try making their own Megazord instead of just importing the Japanese one. That would be the Drive Megazord. It didn't go so well. As with Bandai America by this point, most of the toy was missing paint apps. It looked ugly. It had even less articulation, which is saying something for a Sentai Megazord. And a Ranger Megazord. I believe next season or next year, whatever, they go back to one more year of bringing in the Japanese version. How do you have enough power? Number one, you were unconscious, and number two, all the power drained back into Ronnie. Oh, that's the infamous quarry again. Even though it's a different place. Excuse me? What happened here? Are they gonna say how he got out of the reprogramming? Or the spell, or whatever.
You don't have the power of the egg.
Warrior mode. Battlefleet Megazord. Sequence has been initiated. Megazord activated. Well, that's a big Megazord. Sorry. This is the first time a Megazord's been introduced. Nothing you do was going to hurt it. What's this? Oh! Oh, it's the Ninja Megazord double punch. Very interesting. Meldor? Who's Meldor? Meanwhile, why have they gone back to there? Probably. Oh, that is a good point. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Halloween. I think it all started in, what was it, episode one? They have sound, like there's a bunch of people there, but there's just the Rangers, right? Oh, no, there's some extras. Oh, the irony of Mac being a robot. Huh. Oh, and then they're calling it out. Nice. Oh, he doesn't like it, though. So they're having a party where they seem to have called about five other people, maybe six, to join them. Who are they? It's just weird. Not a bad episode. I don't think it detrimentally changed from how good last episode was. I think they were both on par with each other. I would like to know why it had to be Ronnie, other than the Sentai footage reason. I would also like to know why or how Sentinel Knight got freed. Was it because he got of the blast and they didn't say that? I guess we're left to assume that's how it happened. A lot of loose ends here that didn't get answered. Oh well, next time we will be watching yet another episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. Things Not Said. And I believe this is where we find out the big secret about Mac. So make sure you're here for that one. Until then, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Take care of yourselves.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Save all